Jennifer goes on her apology tour, Jackie reconnects with a family member, and Hospital Heroes takes off. Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show starts right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, we had a pretty underwhelming episode, I think.
Yeah, compared it's after to last week. It's hard to topic.
Yeah, it
really
went from to.
Yeah, I guess we all needed like
it was
that
the
hangover,
from
like
last
you know.
Week, though, it was, like,
yeah.
Peaking.
Yeah.
Hangover
even
more.
More. We keep rallying, then you don't feel the hangover, right? Yeah.
It's like having a beer after a hangover.
Speaking of not hangovers, I don't know why I would say that, but we have a new panelist joining us tonight.
Yes. Hey, AfterBuzzers. This is Russell Ray.
Yeah.
I'm back, finally, after a little bit of a hiatus, but we're here.
You guys know him, and then we also have over here...
Angelo Garcia, guys, good to see you.
And Angel Saunders.
Yes, and I am Chelsea Stark-Jones, and so let's just go ahead and dive into this somewhat underwhelming episode that none of us really care for that much, but we love Real Housewives in New Jersey, so we'll
you gotta care for every
make
episode.
It fun for y'all. Mm-hmm. So it picks up exactly where it left off from last week with Jennifer breaking the glass and shoving it in... Melissa's face. What were you guys' initial thoughts of this whole interaction?
Jennifer's
of what
crazy.
Jennifer did?
Just in general, because it was kind of just a big hodgepodge of, like, everything just falling apart. Teresa runs and, you know, tries to talk to Melissa. She's kind of downplaying the situation as if it's not Jennifer's fault, it's Margaret's fault.
Yeah.
Like, what are our thoughts with everything? Like, where everyone's headspace is, really?
Well, I mean, I feel like Jennifer... Like, she's not really part of the group, and she's, like, trying to, like muscle her way in, you know? She's, like, breaking things, trying to be, like, super Jersey.
Yeah.
Like,
getting
not,
some
like,
camera time.
Yeah, she's trying to, like, muscle her way into the group, I feel like. I feel like it was all for show. She wasn't trying to...
I feel like Teresa is hilarious. Like, never seeing the wrong that her friends do. She's like,
I know, they're
well,
not
why
even her friends.
Why did she say that? And that's literally how her voice is.
Yeah. What do you think, Russell?
I think that Jennifer's trying to match the craziness.
Yeah,
and
right?
She's trying to put her dominance in there, but she don't have no dominance. Yeah. Like, she's not that bad.
She's all show.
She's really
like,
not bad.
That's funny.
Like, if she had to square up with someone, it wouldn't
go
down.
Oh, she was so scared when Dolores rolled up on
her.
Even when Melissa came around the table, she was like, you got the wrong one.
Well, you know what? My thing is, and this is, I thought this was funny, because Danielle and Dolores have always had, like, a thing with each other,
mm-hmm.
and... Danielle was like, you don't want to go up against Dolores. You don't want to go up against, like, to Jackie when she's holding her back, or Jennifer. So it was like, Dolores is someone that I wouldn't want to face. Like, she seems nice and everything, but she has that, like, edge to her.
Yeah, she was saying
Jennifer admitted, she said, you scared me.
Yeah.
She was saying she grew up in, like, a bad area, right?
Yeah.
She
worked in parole for a while.
Oh, she did?
If I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah, she's a tough...
So
She's been through
the tough part.
She was, like, a prison guard. Yes, with like a male prison guard or something. So,
like, she has that
so you have to know defense.
She does.
Yeah, she's ready to go.
Jeez. I mean, her ex-husband is a bodybuilder, so, you know, strength is all around her, I guess.
So are we all kind of in agreement, though, that Teresa is blinded by this whole Jennifer Danielle facade?
Yes.
Yeah, for
she's
sure.
Clueless.
I don't even know what's going on there with Teresa.
Yeah. I thought when Dolores would approach her about it, like, their cuckoo, like, she would kind of, like, kind of see it. But even then, she's just, like, not.
Yeah, she just walked away.
No. So I did like later on, once everyone kind of went their separate ways, everyone went back to their rooms, Melissa felt like she needed to talk to Teresa because she didn't want this to hinder their relationship, which I thought was like a really nice, thoughtful thing.
Yeah.
I also would have been afraid of that. So what did we think of their interaction?
I mean, I thought that was a nice gesture. She didn't really need to do that.
Yeah.
They weren't having any altercations. I feel like she was just like nervous from the past. So she's like trying to be extra sweet to her, you know?
Yeah.
But, and, I mean...
Yeah, and their family. And it was a trip for Teresa to celebrate her accomplishments. So just to, like, you know, be appreciative. Like, you know, Teresa, let's bring it back to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's always about Teresa. She never lets anything be about anybody else. It's always about her. But I really think it's good that they had that conversation because Melissa... I always feel like Melissa's one step ahead of Teresa when it comes to the conversation game. Because Teresa is the kind of person that would sweep it under the rug. And Melissa's the one that wants to confront the situation. for what it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they can't go back to the past, especially because Joe's away. Mm-hmm. So it's good that they keep that bond.
Yeah.
If not, it's going to fall apart again.
Yeah. I mean, I appreciated it. I also, like, even though I didn't agree with what Teresa was saying, I did like that she chased after Melissa and, like, was trying to support her, even though, like, she was bad at supporting her.
And Melissa kind of came back at her. Like, when she chased after her, she's like, oh, like, why are you coming after me? Why are you yelling at me?
Yeah.
And,
like, Teresa's, I'm
like, what is, why are you yelling?
Yeah, like, she's coming after. She's doing a nice deed.
Yes. So, and we learn that the women kind of all took separate flights home. They didn't come home together, too. Yeah. So that was, like, that was a really volatile trip.
I mean, was it
a volatile ending to the trip?
I'm wondering if it was that bad, because honestly, these girls seem to, they really seem to make up pretty fast. Like, there have been so many arguments, and they're just like, even the first dinner or first lunch, when as soon as Jennifer came back to the table, Margaret was like, you know what, I'm sorry, that wasn't true, I just want to hurt your feelings. It was like, did 15 minutes even go by and you're already like apologizing and y'all are cool, so why did y'all need to take different flights home?
I don't know. If someone put a glass in my face, I'm not breathing the same confined air.
They could have sat in different rows.
You got the wrong girl. Yes. It would have been a fun flight, like on Bridesmaids. There's a colonial woman.
I mean, they take different flights, but then when they get home, they all go to the same charity event. Yeah, so what's the difference?
I mean, it's just so raw. It's so raw. And I honestly, before we get back to Jersey, feel like Danielle came out so unscathed in this. Like, she, to me, was the, like, big instigator.
Oh, this is her master plan.
And, like,
do you know Danielle be anything different?
Oh, but I know, but, like, no one was, like, I mean, Melissa kind of pointed it out, but, like, I feel like she got away with it. Like, she walked away scot-free. And I was just like, come on. Like, how stupid can you all be?
Because for once, Danielle has someone in her corner. She never had that in previous seasons.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe the past two seasons she has.
Yeah.
But prior to...
Before
the
she left.
Agreements with Teresa.
Yeah.
She had no one in her corner. Now that she has Teresa in her corner.
And she's going to hold on to that.
Oh, for sure.
There's
like
no
leech.
One else. Yes. Yes.
That, not only that, people... You're in Mexico. This is not the place that you want to be throwing things trying to threaten to stab people, okay?
You don't want to go to jail.
The families will come get you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it blows my mind in, like, every Housewife franchise. Whenever they go out of the country, why are you fighting? Like, you could get arrested by another country's police.
I know.
Like,
I would be
don't
so
come
scared.
On, ladies.
I would be
like,
the producers are ready to get them out, I'm sure.
Yeah, like,
I'm sure they send some bail money with them when they head
the producers,
down there.
I'm sure they egg them on. They want the ratings. But I'm not trying. First, I don't want to go to jail, period. But I definitely don't want to do it out of the country.
Yes.
But they have, like, different laws and, like, no.
Oh, yeah.
A little jail could be fine. I like a little subtle torture.
Speak for yourself. All right. So we are now back from the trip from hell. The ladies are back in New Jersey. They're settling in. Marge is ironing out the last little plans of her... what is it? Superhero, hospital heroes, getting like hospital gown thing, gala that she's doing. We learned that there's another woman that also kind of had a similar idea and they're partnering in this venture together. And then Marge, you know, starts to break down everything that happened in Cabo with Marge Sr. and her assistant Lexi. If you're Marge Sr. and you hear that someone else was talking about your affair with, or the affair you had, would you be, like, how would you feel?
She seemed pretty mellow. She seemed like she didn't care. I mean, I'd be upset.
Her jaw dropped.
I mean...
Yeah, but she didn't say anything. She wasn't like, oh, like,
yeah,
bleep, you know what I mean?
Maybe once you get to a certain age, you're
can
just like...
Can she be upset? You slept with a married man.
Yeah, but it's Jennifer's business to, like, throw around and trash her. She doesn't know the situation.
It's not, and you should respect your elders, but a fact is a fact. You slept with a married man, and you shouldn't do that. So, I mean, I wouldn't talk about someone's mom to their face or on camera.
To their face.
But, I mean, she did it, and you can use this. I don't need it.
Oh, thanks. I'm all about a good mama joke, so I'll talk about someone's mama.
If your mama that, just kidding.
Oh, God. I don't know. Like, you know, guys, I am totally against infidelity. Like, it drives me crazy.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone is.
But for whatever reason.
Not Marge's mom.
Marge Sr. and Marge, their infidelity stories, like, I don't know why they don't bother me. Like, I don't know why I dislike
them. It's
because
true love came out of it.
Maybe.
I mean, Marge Sr., I don't know. But with Joe. Joe's
maybe,
a good guy.
Maybe it's their openness
like
about
yeah.
it. Like, I do appreciate them being open about it. You know, like, I feel like I watch a lot of Housewives. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of these women have, you know, affairs in their past or whatever, and they try to closet them. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as they come out, they're like, they still try to, like, pretend, like, whatever. Like, yeah. I appreciate like the Jennifer. Fact that they're very honest. That Marge and Marge Sr. are very honest about the life that they lived and how they got to the point that they're at. And I think that's why it doesn't bother me as much as...
they own it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
let's own sleeping with married men.
I don't know. I know it sounds horrible, but, like...
You go, Marge. Like,
it worked out. But if Dustin ever cheated on me, it wouldn't be the same story.
You break a glass.
Yes.
You break a glass.
Throw that red one.
I would. It'd be trouble. And so then we move on to Melissa and Jennifer. Melissa is telling her rendition of the story. Jennifer's telling her rendition of the story, both to their husbands. Melissa, obviously, like, she thinks... drunk Jennifer is the devil. Like, she turns, like,
except
Chucky.
Teresa, maybe. Teresa's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Except for that voice for her.
It's Teresa's voice. What?
It's like a Jersey, but like a high-pitched, like, Muppet like a, voice at the same time.
A Lois Griffin.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, not the Lois Beta. Griffin.
Oh, God. But Jennifer, you know... she's embarrassed to tell Bill about what happened in Cabo. I would be embarrassed to tell my significant other, too.
Especially to him, too. Bill's, like, the most judgmental dude, and he never agrees with her.
Like, I know. He always says, well, you were wrong.
I know.
The kids are spoiled.
Yeah, I mean, at least he's able to put her in her place or, like, be honest with her, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I mean, she tells this story, and she owns up to it. And he knew, like, don't have too much tequila. Like, he knows this about her.
Yeah.
Would you kind of confront your spouse in the same way? Like, would you say, yeah, you're wrong? Or would you kind of, you know?
People should know when they're wrong.
I mean,
it's all in how you do it. Like, you don't have to call someone out in front of people, but they were having a private conversation.
Yeah.
So I think it was, of course, it was cool.
Yeah. I mean, the delivery can be a little better. He's a little cold. He's sitting there, he's like, I mean, yeah. Like, he can be like, oh, honey, like. What
I don't
doing?
Know. Like, how would you? How else would you react to that?
You just add honey and babe and stuff.
This is probably such a sweet boyfriend.
Oh, I am.
Babe, you're wrong a little bit.
No, she's never wrong. I never have to do this.
Probably.
She's never wrong.
What do you think?
I mean, I hope she takes that aggression to the bedroom.
Okay. Like, that's a different way to look at it.
Right?
I mean, they do have 5 kids, I would hope.
Oh, no.
I would hope.
Next season, 6 kid comes soon.
I know.
No, but I don't know if she necessarily completely owned up to it. I think she might have just addressed it as a cop-out. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I messed up.
Yeah,
I was
just
drunk.
To get it over
I'm
with.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, because even at the party, one of them was like, I think that was Melissa said, I think you blacked out. And she was like, yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah. Let's go with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Do you think she'll last? How many seasons do you think
Jennifer
will last?
I do.
Maybe at least one more.
I give her one more, yeah.
Okay.
I think she'll stay on as long as it doesn't interfere with her marriage.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
I don't see it affecting their marriage.
Yeah, I don't think
you
it's
don't.
Gonna bite down.
Bill's not even in it.
He doesn't seem to care as much as I thought he would. Like, he at first didn't want her going out of town, and she's done it like twice. Like, yeah.
He's not even around. He's working too much.
Maybe. I don't know.
His dinner's cold when he gets home. He gets home, goes straight to his office.
Yeah, he's a working man.
I think about that.
I don't know if her personality's there, though.
Who, Jennifer's?
Yeah.
Like, is it going to last, you're saying?
I don't know. She's not like a Ramona. She's not like a Tamra.
Yeah, she's not a staple.
She's not. Yeah.
She's not fun. She's not fun. Her house, her home life is boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what
I'm
saying.
And she has no work. Going on,
she
but
does,
I do think if we like one or two more seasons, if New York could still have Tinsley, like we could still have Jennifer.
Because
she's kind of like
Hot
Mess Express.
Keep drinking tequila, because every time, like even in Oklahoma, when she was like, the house is ugly. Like every time she gets,
oh yeah,
tequila,
she was gnarly in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
You know who would be her good counterpart is MJ. From Shaw's of Sunset.
Oh.
Watch them roll around a little bit. Yeah. Yeah. I bet there'd be a good duo together. They should bring MJ on The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Oh my gosh. That would be hilarious.
Andy.
But, you know, Angel, I think you have a little message for us to share.
Oh, I do, girlfriend. Hey, guys. Before we move on to our next topic, we just wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. And for us to continue to grow, we could use your help. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz has meant so much to all of us. And we truly appreciate you supporting us in doing what we love. So don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows.
All right, guys. Yeah, thank you so much. And we appreciate you talking to us in the chat and shouting us out on Instagram. I want to give a quick little shout out to our friend on Instagram at RHONJ Bravo. She posts a lot of great fan site stuff. And she also just popped over and opened a new account for Beverly Hills, which starts next week. I am super excited. Yes. RHOBH_Bravo. Go follow that. And loving everything in the chat. You guys are super hype in the chat tonight. Yeah. Loving it. Mar Ann is agreeing with me. I don't wish...
She reads that one off.
I know, right?
I
don't wish bad on anyone, but I can see them getting a divorce if Jennifer stays on the show for a while. I've been listening to a lot of her interviews and her talking about how he still wants a traditional type of wife.
Yeah.
And I think being on this type of a show, you really get your own independence. Like, I could see her wanting to do more with her life. And similar to Melissa, getting envy. Like, I don't think Jennifer could do... have her own business or have her own job and her husband being okay with it.
Yeah.
Like, Joe kind of digs, but, like, I think her husband would have a serious issue.
Yeah, Joe's, like, playing, messing around with her.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he's kind of serious, but he still just lets her do what she wants to do.
I feel like Jennifer could have a jewelry line and he'd be good with it.
Maybe like her brother. She could go into business.
But work from home. She
has to know
that. She could go into business with her brother.
Sell those earrings, Jennifer.
Speaking of strange relationships, Dolores and Frank, I thought this was actually a very, like, sweet moment with Frank and Dolores. Like, I thought it was very nice of him, like, to, you know, he realized what Teresa brought up to him, like, 2-3 episodes ago, that maybe he's holding her back. And he asks her, and, you know, her response is she doesn't know what she wants. She really cares about him. And Frank is her safe place.
You had a reaction. Yeah, I was like, inappropriate. Like,
I love
already,
those two.
I mean, yeah, but not two. Like I really disagree with infidelity. So it's like, not that they are doing anything, but the fact that y'all are so close and y'all are living together and she has a boyfriend, it's like,
I forget she has a boyfriend because
even when he had the hose, he was like, my first time getting you wet in years. And it's like, come on now. If her boyfriend was standing there, you would not say that. Like, it's too close for comfort.
There was that one point 2 seasons ago where she came back from dinner with her boyfriend and they brought
food home,
the boy's food.
Yeah.
For Frank? Like, who does that?
Exactly. Yeah, I would not be okay with any of that. And it's like, if Dolores wants to get back with, you know, her ex, fine. But you can't, like, to just be having all of this little triangle going on.
See, but I think that's more on David than it is on Frank or Dolores. Like, I think if David didn't feel comfortable with it, like, he would say something.
We don't know anything
because
he isn't present.
But I think that's more on him. Like, he isn't present because of his own work schedule, him living farther
away.
Does he really
work that much, though?
I think he's some type of a lawyer or something.
Does he really like Dolores? Like, what is going on?
Yeah. So
maybe she, like, has him pinned up in a corner, like, boom, I'm gonna do whatever I want. She's
strong.
And he was like, she just knocks him out.
Yeah. I mean, I do love the banter between Frank and Dolores. I think they're really, really
it's just inappropriate.
But that's what makes them fun.
See, you're on the infidelity train,
I know,
too.
No. Inappropriate is fun.
No.
Is your girlfriend listening to this?
No, honey, don't listen to this. That's not what I'm saying.
I'm just saying, if they were married, we would be like, oh, like, they're not funny.
But they're not married.
I know, that's what I'm saying. But since they're not married, they're funny. Like,
there's
him
some
saying
type
that
of
stuff,
charm
like,
about them possibly being able to come back together.
Yeah.
I get that, and I see that. It's just, I want to see more of David. And I hope that gets addressed in the reunion, like, what their status of the relationship is. Because she really hasn't brought him up all season, except for when she talked to her mother about him. And, yeah, like, so where is that, where does... where does he fit in?
Literally, they bring up everyone else's relationship. The only time it has been brought up was when Teresa said it in the gym, right? Like, no one else has said it, so maybe at the reunion.
I hope it comes up.
Should crash the reunion if they haven't. Did they
film it? Weeks ago.
I wanted to crash it and bring it up.
No. But we have Marge and Teresa finally getting together and meeting, because when Melissa and Teresa did get together in Cabo, she's like, what's your issue with Margaret? Like, you always liked her. What's going on? So they finally sit together in Jersey at a very, like, cute little restaurant. And, you know, Marge simply asks, like, what's going on with us? Because we've never had issues. And Teresa brings up the Jennifer thing, what she said about Jennifer's husband possibly having an affair, and the falling out with Danielle. I understand where Teresa's coming from with getting upset over the husband cheating on you comment. Mm-hmm. But I don't necessarily understand why she would have to hold that. I don't know. What are your
thoughts? She apologized right after.
Yeah.
Like, Jennifer said, like, so much weird stuff. Yeah, like, Jennifer said so much stuff. Danielle, like, we're not even get started on her. And, like, no one apologized for anything. I mean, Jennifer had that fake I'm sorry thing. But, like, Margaret was like, oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I hurt you. Like, that was sincere.
Like,
I don't know what Teresa's all
about. Like,
about.
She actually realized, you know what? That was messed up.
Yeah.
And Margaret's always stuck to her guns like that.
Yeah.
Like, if she's wrong, she'll legit be like, oh, I was wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a little... I burned you. I'm sorry.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know why Teresa's saying, like, oh, no, that's not an excuse.
Just, and I think she's being funny. She's just pulling our leg.
I think, you know, that's something about Margaret that I appreciate about her, is that she will own up to whatever she says. And, like, if she means it as a joke, she'll tell you it was a joke. If she meant it to hurt you, she'll let you know she hurt you.
Yeah, very true.
But then she starts to kind of explain her side of things with Danielle and where they're kind of falling out all happened and occurred. Yeah. And it sounded like Teresa was kind of, like, hearing her out. But they kind of ended things with, like, you know what, Danielle's never done anything to me, so until she does something to me, then I'm going to maintain a friendship with her. Mm-hmm. And same thing with you, Margaret, like, you've never done anything to me, so I don't see why we can't be friends. How would you guys feel? Like, you're Dolores, you're Margaret, you're Melissa, and you have a friend that's in a toxic relationship or a toxic friendship, like Teresa is with Danielle, and they're just not, they're choosing to avoid to see it. Like, how would that, like, that would drive me insane.
It drives me insane watching it. Well, not really drives me insane, but I'm just like, what is going on here? Like, how can you not see all of this? But, like, whatever,
girl. I mean, it's not your place, though. I mean, like, I guess it is as your friend, but, like, you can't tell someone not to hang out or, like,
but if you're collectively in the same group, do you entertain it? How do you entertain it? I throw looks. I'll be like,
I mean, yeah, you can, like, subtly do so. I feel like you
can't. I just say it first name.
You can't straight up be like, oh, don't hang out. Like, if we were all hanging out, I'm like, but, yo, like, don't hang out with Chelsea. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
Because he's told us that. Before the show started. While you were still, like, doing your mic check, he was passing on.
He's like, watch out for that one.
I
was like,
I know you love me.
I think that the girls should just be cold with Danielle. If they don't like her, then they need to stop engaging with her so much.
Even when they're all hanging out, just don't talk to her.
Dolores, Jennifer, Danielle.
Yeah, not even that.
How's everybody's weekend?
But I'm king cordial. What's your name again? I'm all about being cordial.
You know?
You gotta be cordial.
I'm not.
You gotta be cordial.
I'm not the best.
Yeah.
At being cordial?
It depends. Yeah, no. Like, I'm a naturally nice person, but if, like, I don't know, I'll try to ignore you if I don't like you. A little bit, but if you speak to me, it's kind of hard. Like, I don't know.
Be cold cordial like you. Like, I'll be cold to them.
Yeah, but that's not cordial. That's just cold.
We're warm-hearted people. We just got cold hands.
I don't want to ever, like, be that fake person. Like, if I don't like you, you're not going to think that I do. So.
That's not cordial, though. You can't... Cold cordial, that's mean.
No, that's not just like, mean. I'll be nice to you, but I'm not
hey, if someone didn't like you, you'd want them to be mean to you?
No, don't engage with me.
Yeah,
like don't engage with me. Don't be phony. And then don't come with me with any of your BS. Like,
guys are hardcore. Huh?
It's not like, hey, let's hang out.
We're from Jersey, yo.
You guys are hardcore. Yeah.
From the main streets.
If I don't like you, I'm not asking to hang out.
But yeah, so they're on good terms, which I appreciate because I love Marge. I think everyone should love Marge. There's nothing about her that I find to be malicious or nasty or rude. So they're on good terms. And then we kind of had this random moment with Jackie. Jackie after everything that happened in Cabo, felt like, you know, life's too short. I do need to reach out to my sister. She had a conversation with Marge. She's also kind of going through something similar with her ex-husband and stepson. So she talks and calls her sister, and they haven't spoken for 15 years. And they pick up, and it sounds like they had a great conversation. Yeah. They want to meet and, you know, reconnect. What were our thoughts? Do we care?
That was so sweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was nice.
I
mean, we don't know her, but like,
it was no, so we nice. Don't know her. It was sweet.
We want to know her.
Yeah, it was sweet.
I just felt like it was a little bit out of place.
Like it had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a, like a curveball.
Well, the season is coming to an end. They had to harp and throw it in somewhere.
So I wonder if maybe she'll appear next week or
she's got one episode.
No way.
Yeah, that's true.
No, but it's just, it should like, have Jackie... been something that built a little bit.
It was a big thing on Jackie. Like we heard about it a long time ago. Remember?
Yeah.
So maybe she'll replace Jennifer.
I'll vote that in.
Who'd replace?
Get Jennifer sister? Out and get Jackie's sister.
Oh, yeah.
Is she married?
Like the twins.
It doesn't matter.
Housewives?
How many housewives are like, no one married?
Yes, there were so many housewives that weren't married.
I know.
So much. It's the real single wives is what it really is.
Single wives.
It's the real single wives that are going to catch a husband.
Yeah. So... Yeah, that was a really sweet moment. I love when she's like, let's have some rosé, and her son wants them.
She's like, not
you. I know,
you.
They're a funny family. I like them.
Their kids are so cute.
And I like seeing her husband now. He's a cool dude. Remember, I was like, oh, he's kind of weird. But no,
he's still a little bit. Like, Jen and Jackie's husbands are still, like, getting used to the cameras. Yeah. You could tell. They're definitely trying to, like, feel their
They're like, this is your
out.
Thing. I'm stiff. Only on it for you.
They're a little stiff. They're like...
Hi. Yes. There's no cameras here.
But get this out of me.
Yeah. And so Melissa Jackie makes her way to Melissa's store at Envy, and Jackie shares, you know, that she's meeting up with her sister. I kind of thought we were going to hear some more about Melissa and her long lost sister, apparently.
Yeah.
But instead, Melissa opens.
That's what I meant to say earlier. I said probably when you were saying you're really sweet with your girlfriend, you're like, babe, you were wrong. And then I said probably.
You meant apparently.
Yeah. <That's a joke. laughs> I'm like, you didn't catch on.
But Melissa opens up about Joe putting down her business. And again, we kind of talked about it a little bit earlier. But yeah, Jackie gives the advice like you need to squash that. And you need to tell him it's not cool. We already kind of know how we feel about it. How do you feel about Joe's comments towards Melissa?
It's been a problem. Well, I wouldn't say it's a problem, but it's been apparent for
seasons.
He's old school. He wants to feel like he's a provider, and that could be something that he's lacking in his own confidence. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's necessarily anything to do with Melissa wanting to pursue her dreams. Because he pursued her, he was...
all about the pop star thing.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, yeah. When she was on display.
Yeah.
When she was on display, honey.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think
so he was for it.
He loved that.
He has his own lack of confidence issues in some ways. Yeah, because he's a very confident man.
Yeah. I think he just doesn't have a filter, and he says what's on his mind. I lost my train of thought, but I feel like he does not have a filter. So,
He doesn't.
Yeah.
It's like Tarzan.
Oh, yeah. I know what I was going to say. No, but, like, he even when he says, like, flirtatious things to her, like, perverted things to her, or, like, just whatever pops in his mind, he just says it. He doesn't care if the cameras are rolling. He doesn't care if his daughter is around. He's like, your mom doesn't do this. Like, he just... That's joke.
Well, I feel like he's kind of a jokester too. Like he just takes everything lightly.
Yeah, I just like I totally get where she's coming from when he does it in front of Antonia and the kids, where it's like you can't talk down about mommy's work.
Plus,
like you know,
Antonia really is into fashion and you're kind of like saying your dreams don't mean anything.
Yeah, just crushing it down.
Yeah,
but also she's gonna resonate that one day when she's dating a man.
Yeah,
like oh, this is how men treat their wives. It's fine.
Yeah,
you know exactly. What I mean?
It's like when a man like. If someone's like, oh, you're so sexy. Like, no, you should tell your daughter, like, you're beautiful.
You're smart.
You look so gorgeous in that dress because that's what she's going to resonate with her relationship later.
Exactly. Yeah. I totally agree. So hopefully Joe's kind of turned that behavior around. And then we finally get to the big event of the night of the episode, the Hospital Heroes Gala. It was a beautiful event in NYC. All the proceeds went to help to find a cure for children's cancer. And then, so Marge invites all of her closest friends, all the housewives, her ex-husband, and I thought this was, like, Marge lives in such a small world, so her ex-husband's wife or girlfriend mm-hmm. is now her current husband's ex-wife's best friend. Did you guys follow?
I need a diagram.
I wrote that down. It
took me a while to figure it out.
So Shan's girlfriend is Marge's husband Joe's ex-wife's best friend.
Yes.
So Joe's ex-wife's best friend is now the girlfriend
of
Marge's ex-husband.
This is like a math equation. Yeah.
This is like a Kardashian equation.
Yeah. No, this is like future and like his girlfriends and baby mama.
Yeah. So I thought that was crazy. And so all the women are arriving there, and I love the line that Dolores said, you know, tonight's about helping sick children, not babysitting drunk adults, because everyone's worried about Jennifer, if she's going to drink, how she's going to behave. What's going to happen? Because it is the first time they all get together since COVID.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, her husband was there. He wasn't going to play that.
Yeah. Yeah.
He wasn't going to play that.
He wasn't.
He's really boring.
He is.
Yeah. I mean, he's drinking to hang out with
Jennifer.
Yeah. He's boring.
I mean, we need to find you a new husband, Jennifer.
Maybe he balances her out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Jen does finally get there, and she just kind of goes on an apology tour. She leaves her husband with Jackie and her husband, eats some jumbo shrimp, and which looked delicious. And so she first starts off with Marge. She sets things straight again, reiterating, like, I thought we squashed it. I don't know what happened at that last dinner, blah, blah, blah. They're good. She talks to Dolores, and Dolores seemed to kind of shrug it off kind of easily. What did we think about?
See, that's what I'm talking about. Why did they need separate flights home? Because they shrug things off so easily.
Maybe they just needed a day.
Dolores doesn't always shake things easily, though.
No.
This one was caught me by surprise. On Dolores, though.
What was that?
Like, there's no bone to be picked with Dolores. Like, nothing happened. Like, she just got mad and got in someone's face. Like, there was no real issue.
Remember her eyes last episode?
Who, Dolores?
Yeah. So you don't want to mess with me.
She was drunk. No, we talked about that last episode. Yeah, she was like, you guys.
And she had the girls all the way out to play.
Oh, she did. I loved it. I like this Dolores.
Good for you, Dolores.
Yes. Yeah, so Dolores seemed pretty forgiving. You know, she said it made her angry. It wasn't so much that she was defending Melissa. It was that her throwing the glass kind of made her angry. Mm-hmm. So she apologized, Jennifer, and then she moves on to Melissa. And I love Melissa's little snide cocktail, comment. Have you had a cocktail yet? Like, are you okay to talk to me?
Just being all petty when she walks up.
Yeah. I like when there was shots of just like a bunch of different drinks. She's like, can I get a water?
Yeah.
A water with ice.
Ice water, please. You could throw a little lemon in there. Yes. So again, Melissa tells her, you know, I felt threatened by you. You're throwing a glass. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't know why you were so angered at that point towards me. It was very weird. She immediately, turned like a switch.
Yeah.
And Jen kind of owns up to it, and she doesn't make any excuses for her.
That's what it was.
It was a blackout.
So you're not buying it? You're like, you're not feeling it?
I mean, she was drunk. I'll give her that. We all know that. But it's like, I feel like she was just saying it to get it over with so that they will forgive her and welcome her back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that, too. She throws sorry around so much. Like, she's just like, oh, sorry, sorry, sorry. Like, Oklahoma, sorry. Like,
yeah.
Like, is she really sorry? Like, why does she keep saying it?
It's very much a lack of remorse.
Yeah, right?
Very, very much. It's like Danielle when everyone's like, she's like, she wants to skin me like last year's Versace. It's like, it's a very Danielle moment from, like, 5-6 seasons ago,
Mm-hmm.
So, so are we seeing this as like she's just gonna get drunk another time?
Mm-hmm. And
next
episode,
disaster,
she'll say sorry after that.
And yeah, so we're not really taking
a good
reunion,
fall. Like a drunken good fall. Like damn,
like in the pool, like an actual physical fall.
Yeah, like a good fall,
like a Luann Real Housewives.
Yeah,
or like a Luann Mexico fall.
Yeah, or like you know when the Orange County Housewives, and they're all jumping on the
beds. Tamra break my ankle butt ass naked fall.
Yeah. She needs a moment like that to stay on the show because I don't think Jennifer has it locked down.
Yeah, she
doesn't. I don't even know if fall.
I think she's on a deal memo. I don't think she's on a contract.
That won't even keep her probably a fall. She's gonna do more than that.
I think a Tamra Judge fall will definitely keep her.
Physical altercation, not a glass break, like some actual fist thrown.
Oh, all right.
Oh,
you're getting dark on us over here.
Hey.
But yeah, so she does a round of apologies. The charity event looked really nice. It was very touching. I kind of started to my eyes water
tear up
a little bit.
Yeah,
when the kids started talking. Yeah, it was sweet.
Yeah, it
was nice. And what Teresa even pointed out, you know, this is a Margaret that I first met that I really enjoyed, and you know, it's nice to see her again. So it was a sweet moment. The ladies all kind of come together at the end, and Jennifer's excited about her anniversary party that they're all going to be meeting at. And I love the sheer mention of Danielle's name leaves the girls like they have nothing to say.
I know, everything stops.
Yeah.
The suspenseful music comes on.
Yeah, they're all just like, yeah, great cutaways of like reactions.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes. So we have a great finale coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Are we wearing red for the red party?
Oh, you're so into themes.
What's up? Yeah, we're into themes.
We could do red.
Please.
I don't like red. I don't think I really own much
red. It's a bad color.
But we could do red. Just for you.
It's just an evil color.
Just for you.
It's a Valentine's Day color.
Can we wear like light blue? Like it's a nice color.
Oh, yeah, next week. Oh, my God.
That is a Valentine's Day color.
Yeah.
What, light blue?
Why does it have to be evil?
No, red.
This guy.
Yeah, it's like, we're cool. We're getting
light blue is Valentine's?
What? All right. Let's go ahead and jump into our news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, so first things first, we got to give a great mazel to the king of the housewives, Andy Cohen. He is now a father of a beautiful baby boy named Benjamin Allen Cohen. Look how sweet.
Yes.
I love him.
Mazel.
Benjamin love him, Allen love Cohen. Him. Isn't that so cute? I believe he's named after his grandfather.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, he was born, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, I can't remember, via surrogate. So, again, Andy, we love you.
And he has a godfather.
And he does have a godfather.
Yes.
What's his friend's name?
His best friend.
Where the bachelorette or the baby shower was.
Yes.
The owner of the baby shower is the godfather of Andy's baby.
And none of us are the godparents.
His
so
child's
strange.
Godfather.
Yeah, I'm sure like every housewife is a so godmother strange. Somehow. Yes.
That I love.
Yes. Now on to some bad news. We kind of talked about this last week, but Teresa has reportedly taken the necessary steps to end her marriage with Joe.
Oh,
according
no.
to new reports, she met with a divorce lawyer ahead of Joe's looming deportation. A source said she is serious about divorcing Joe and she wants to make sure she is taken care of when it happens. So Joe's expected to be deported back to Italy in March after he is done serving his prison sentence. And pending the appeal, his lawyer has filed. So they have appealed it, but it hasn't been reversed or anything like that yet.
So they haven't decided if he's getting deported yet?
No, they should know before he gets out. That's the plan. But it sounds like Teresa may not be willing to wait until he's out of prison to make an official decision about her future of their marriage. She's talked to the lawyer about the divorce. She wants to know all of her options and when she can pull the plug.
I wonder why not just like wait until he gets out and he can like have an in-person like talk when he's not incarcerated.
Yeah, but as soon as he gets out, he's going to be
like
deported to Italy. Yeah,
like,
he's not going to come home and pack his stuff and go to Italy.
From jail to Italy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
on a flight, it's all white. No pictures, no symbols, nothing.
Yeah.
It's a white plane.
Whoa.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah. That's sad.
But this also could be something in regards to the custody of the children.
Yeah.
You know, they might still be on good terms, but in legal international waters, it might be wiser to divorce so that the kids are able to stay here, that they're, you know, there's no attachments to Italy. And we guys have to remember, Italy's not that far from New York or from Jersey.
Yeah.
It's almost like flying from California to New York. It's not very far.
Yeah.
It's very doable.
That's true.
But
that's
that
true.
Could be a reason, too.
And I mean, I had never really cared for Juicy Joe, so I'm
Oh, no.
Were you faking?
You're breaking glasses.
Wait a minute. You should not drinking anything.
Okay. After you right now.
All right, Jennifer.
I'm not even going to say it. I'm breaking glasses. I was going to say, so he doesn't even get a chance like to go home and pack or anything. He's going to Italy with what clothes?
On his back.
He's going to another country.
But
they
also, he has his clothes that he got taken to in jail. He might have a little
jacket. That's like one after.
I'm sure he'll be fine. He's not like the poorest of the
poor.
I'm sure he'll be okay.
I thought you can't like transfer your money and stuff because the same thing's going on with like 21 Savage and like Yeah. You know, so I don't think you can.
He has Jay-Z behind him.
He'll be able to.
21 Savage? Yeah. There's a petition. Everyone go sign it.
Juicy Joe is fine. Lastly, our girl Marge is in some legal trouble herself.
Thank you.
Apparently, Margaret and her husband Joe are facing a $200,000 lawsuit. According to a report, her friends Lori Ann and John Wayne Sigley filed a case against the couple, claiming they failed to pay back the $200,000 cash loan they gave them years ago. Well, Margaret and Joe reportedly agreed to pay Lori and John, plus interest. They have not made the payments toward their balance owed. In addition to this $200,000 lawsuit against her, Margaret is also indebted to the IRS in the tune of $200,000 in back taxes.
She can afford it. Jeez.
They haven't.
I just understand, like, why do rich people not pay...
Yeah,
their taxes.
That's why they're rich. They don't pay them.
Or pay back your friends. Like,
do they have people handling their finances and their people just aren't doing it? Or
it's Joe.
It's Joe. But let's go ahead and jump into our predictions for next for the finale. Yes. Angel.
Now, you're after Buzz TV.
You kick us off.
All right. For next week's predictions, I am going to predict that we will have drinks and wear red.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. We're going to have our own finale party up in here.
Angel is here for the turn up. Yes. Okay. Right. I see you. Let's do this. Angela.
Well, I can't top that. I'm guessing I want to see that fight with Joe and...
oh, yeah.
What's his name? Marty.
Marty.
I want to see that go down.
Yeah.
That was funny.
I want to see that go down, yeah.
We will see it.
I'm ready for that.
Yeah.
I think Danielle is going to come in. She's going to cause a wedge between Dolores and Teresa.
Yeah.
Now that they're on a good place, and then Melissa's gonna get involved, and then Teresa's gonna get mad at Melissa, and then Dolores is gonna try to regroup them again, and they're both gonna end up mad at Dolores. Dolores is gonna be the victim in this whole thing.
That's a little bit accurate, though.
That's a conspiracy theory,
yeah,
right there.
I'm totally on board with you, Russell. I think that Danielle is gonna come in. We didn't see her all episode, so she's gonna come in with her little claws and try to destroy things because now everyone
like
seems to be
says.
Living harmonious. She's going to try to break that apart.
She's irrelevant right now. She wants to hop right in.
She's trying to get her hand on the hip to be a housewife again. So, yeah, I totally see Danielle disrupting the piece. And Marty just under Danielle's spell. Like, this is a different Marty that we met
last
season. Like, he is totally under her spell. I can't wait to see him get pushed into the pool.
That's going
to
be fun.
I'm curious as to what starts that. I don't know if he goes after Margaret and her looks again or what, but I think it's going to be a very
good well-deserved. It's a well-deserved push.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure. And, yeah, guys, we had so much fun discussing this episode with y'all.
Yes.
We have the finale next week. We will be joining you. We will be wearing our red.
We will have
having
our
cocktails.
Drinks.
And drinking our cocktails.
You better be here next week then.
I'll make it happen.
There you go.
Come my extra man.
Yes. So, you guys, thanks for joining us in the chat. You guys were awesome. I loved your commentary. And come back next week. I'm Chelsea Stark-Jones, and you can find me on Instagram at @C_S_Jones and online at ChelseaStarkJones.com.
And I'm Russell Ray. You can find me at Russell Ray Silva on Instagram and all over the internet and RussellRaySilva.com.
And I'm Angelo Garcia, guys. You can find me on Instagram at Angelo Garcia with 3 A's and on Twitter at @ANG_ELOOO.
I'm Angel Saunders, and that's where you can find me on Instagram at Angel Saunders.
All right, guys. Thank you, and we will see you next week for the finale.
See
goodbye.
You guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.